Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all and tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
It's tremendously lucky that it didn't go over.
Tonight, the daring rescue.
We are willing to risk a lot to save a lot.
The dramatic scene after a multi-car crash leaves a semi-truck dangling off a bridge. How rescuers brought the driver to safety.
You saw that these were some serious heroes here. They were able to get her back up here to safety.
The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening. I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us. We have several major stories that we are following tonight, including that massive blizzard out west, plus President Biden's big announcement for Gaza as hundreds of thousands are under threat of starvation. But we begin tonight with new developments in that terrifying accident and dramatic rescue in Louisville when a semi-truck was left dangling off a bridge nearly 100 feet over the Ohio River. The female driver miraculously escaped without suffering any serious injuries, but was taken to a local hospital out of precaution. And we are hearing from the incredibly brave rescuers who say they train for this kind of thing, quote, all the time. CBS's Mark Strassman starts us off tonight with a harrowing video as first responders arrived on the scene.
High drama above the Ohio River, like a scene from a Tom Cruise thriller.
There's a semi hanging over the edge of the bridge, calving over the water.
A tractor trailer dangling from the Clark Memorial Bridge, and a rappelling firefighter trying to pluck its female driver to safety.
This is very much a worst case scenario. It's extremely lucky. Not so much that it would detach from the trailer, but just that the entire truck didn't go into the river.
That's Louisville firefighter Bryce Carden, rappelling to rescue the driver, both of them hovering roughly 70 feet above the water connecting Kentucky and Indiana.
She was just praying. She was praying a lot, and I prayed with her.
The semi had crashed through the guardrail after a four-vehicle accident, the driver trapped in the cab for about 40 minutes. Carden slowly, carefully guided them both back over the guardrail to safety.
Once I reached her, she was super calm, collected, and helped me do what I needed to do to get her to safety. We've definitely done a few crazy things, but yes, this tops it so far.
That bridge remains closed in both directions until officials can figure out how to remove that truck. Nora?
Those first responders are incredible. Mark Strassman, thank you so much. Well, now to that potentially historic blizzard blasting the West. More than 25 million people are in the path of the biggest winter storm of the year, which could drop up to 12 feet of snow in parts of the Sierra Nevada. CBS's Carter Evans reports tonight from Northern California.
Unrelenting snowfall. They're hunkering down in the mountains spanning California and Nevada, prepared to be buried in up to 12 feet of snow this weekend. This behemoth of a blizzard has already produced wind gusts topping 145 miles per hour. Snow predicted to fall up to 5 inches an hour. Emergency responders are dealing with dangerous whiteout conditions.
The wind can pick up kind of unannounced, and with the blowing snow that we're seeing, it can really make the roadway literally disappear in front of your eyes.
This is what they mean when they talk about whiteout conditions. I'm standing in the middle of Interstate 80. Some big rig drivers here in the town of Truckee don't have a choice. And that means taking every precaution before heading further up the mountain. This is the last spot truckers can chain up before making the drive up over Donner Summit. And it'll be slow going. Several ski resorts are closed under avalanche warnings. And authorities across the Sierra Nevada are also preparing for collapsed roofs, downed trees, and power lines. That's because scientists say this could be an epic storm.
We're looking at snowfall totals that could be upwards of 4 to 5 feet in a single day, and that's what makes this one so unique.
Now, in just a couple of hours, the road here could be covered in feet of snow, and firefighters tell me they're prepared to use snowplows to cut a path for emergency vehicles responding to calls. Nora?
Stay safe out there. Carter Evans, thank you very much. Well, how long will this storm stick around, and where is it headed? Let's bring in meteorologist Chris Warren from our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Chris.
Good evening, Nora. Extremely difficult to impossible travel conditions in the California mountains with blizzard conditions expected through Saturday. This is a long-lasting snow event, strong winds, possible power outages expected with this snow not wrapping up until late on Sunday. When it's all said and done, higher elevations, 5 to 10 feet of snow. Also, strong winds extending into the deserts. Vegas could see winds up to 50 to even 60 miles an hour. Those winds also, Nora, translating into the plains where fire weather conditions are not looking good at all for firefighters battling the fires there.
Chris Warren, thanks. Tonight, a major victory for reproductive rights advocates. Two of America's largest pharmacy chains just announcing they'll begin selling a widely used abortion pill this month, expanding access for women in states where the drug is legal. We get details now from CBS's Nikki Batiste.
Tonight, a historic decision by major pharmacy chains Walgreens and CVS to begin dispensing mifepristone. The pill is used for more than half of abortions in the U.S. and to manage miscarriages.
Absolutely a game changer. This type of dispensing is going to be huge for patients who struggle to travel. We're going to see much better health outcomes.
In a statement, Walgreens says it expects to begin dispensing within a week in select locations to ensure quality, safety, and privacy. CVS says it will begin filling prescriptions in states where legally permissible in the weeks ahead.
Is this now the most accessible mifepristone has ever been?
Yes. So it's going to be a huge step forward.
Walgreens will sell mifepristone in some stores in 5 states. CVS says it plans to provide the pill in all of its pharmacies in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Neither chain will provide the medication by mail. Until now, the drug had only been available from authorized doctors, clinics, or telemedicine abortion services.
It's been shown to be safe and effective. And the opposition on the other side cannot really counter that evidence.
Mifepristone is used in combination with another drug, misoprostol, to end a pregnancy through 10 weeks. CVS says the pill will cost $79, but it may be covered by insurance for some patients and will require a prescription.
I think it's a really sad day in America for the women of this country. I would encourage women to seek out a local pregnancy center and talk to them before taking this pill. There are other alternatives available.
And Nikki joins us now. Nikki, I do have to ask you, could this pill eventually be available in all 50 states?
CVS and Walgreens both say they hope to sell the drug in about half the U.S. states, but the future of mifepristone lies with the Supreme Court. Nora, it will hear a case about restrictions on the pill March 26th.
It will be a closely watched case. Nikki Batiste, thank you. Well, there's new guidance tonight from the CDC on when you should isolate if you test positive for COVID. People can now return to work or regular activities if their symptoms are mild and improving, and if it's been 24 hours since they had a fever without taking fever-reducing medications. Masks and distancing are still recommended to protect the elderly and others with weakened immunity. The U.S. will begin airdropping humanitarian aid into Gaza as early as this weekend. The Biden administration's decision comes as the situation there is deteriorating, with the U.N. warning that hundreds of thousands are on the verge of famine. CBS's Weijia Jiang is at the White House.
President Biden announced the decision to carry out airdrops just days after more than 100 people were killed when Israeli troops opened fire on a crowd surrounding trucks delivering aid in Gaza City.
The truth is, aid flowing to Gaza is nowhere nearly enough. Now it's nowhere nearly enough. Innocent lives are on the line and children's lives are on the line, and we won't stand by.
The White House says food aid will be a top priority amid warnings from the UN that Gaza is on the brink of famine. Jordan and France have both begun airdropping supplies.
What are the risks associated with an airdrop like this?
The biggest risk is making sure that nobody gets hurt on the ground. And so you got to locate out areas to drop. This is a war zone. So there's an added element of potential danger to the pilots and the aircraft.
The administration has grown frustrated with Israel's execution of the war and their refusal to open additional land crossings to allow more aid in.
We're going to insist that Israel facilitate more trucks and more routes to get more and more people the help they need.
A former official for the U.S. group in charge of administering foreign aid tells CBS News that ground transport is key because he says airdrops are expensive and inefficient. Each one provides two truckloads of aid, and Gaza needs 500 to 1,000 truckloads every day. Nora?
Weijia Jiang at the White House, thank you. A judge in Atlanta says he hopes to rule within 2 weeks whether to remove Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis from former President Donald Trump's election interference case. Trump's attorneys say Willis should be disqualified because of her romantic relationship with an outside attorney that she appointed as lead investigator. Willis's attorneys say the hearings have shown no evidence of a conflict of interest. Turning overseas to Moscow, and in a remarkable public display of mourning outside the funeral of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. More than 1,000 people risked being arrested as they showed support for Putin's chief critic. CBS's Remy Innocencio reports.
A solemn and sorrowful goodbye. Russia's most famous opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, was laid to rest on the outskirts of Moscow. As his wife, Yulia Navalnaya, no longer in Russia, took up his mantle, saying on social media she would try to make him proud. Earlier, as Navalny's coffin arrived with his mother and father, thousands of mourners chanted his name, risking retribution, and defiantly shouted that Russia would one day be free from President Vladimir Putin. All this watched by a heavy police presence. We were very afraid when we arrived, hiding our flowers and cameras, this woman said. But now I realize that we need to do this and speak up. Thousands more supporters snaked the 1.5 miles to the cemetery where Navalny was buried, each person saying their own final farewell. At 47 years old, Alexei Navalny died 2 weeks ago today. Detained since 2021 on charges from embezzlement to terrorism, which his supporters say were trumped up. This video of him joking with prison officials in an Arctic penal colony was the last time he was seen alive. One day before he died. His wife says he was poisoned in prison, but his official death certificate claims he died of natural causes. Today in Moscow, the mood was mostly peaceful and respectful, though rights activists said more than 90 people were arrested, on top of hundreds more detained since he died. For them, their brightest light for a better Russia is now gone. Remy Innocencio, CBS News, London.
There are new developments in the manslaughter trial of Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the armorer for Alec Baldwin's Western film Rust. The movie's director, who was wounded and survived the deadly onset shooting, took the stand today. CBS's Omar Villafranca reports on the gripping testimony.
I remember initially thinking, had she been startled by it? And then I saw the blood on her back.
Movie director Joel Souza described the pain and shock he felt moments after a bullet killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins, then lodged in his shoulder while on the set of the movie Rust. Souza told the court it was a chaotic scene.
I still didn't quite know what had happened. Nothing made sense.
Hannah Gutierrez-Reed was in charge of weapons on the set, including the one held by actor and producer Alec Baldwin that killed Hutchins and injured Souza. She's been charged with involuntary manslaughter and evidence tampering.
I forgot the recoil stuff. No, no, right away. Let's reload.
Here we go.
Yesterday, jurors watched video of Baldwin rehearsing with a prop gun on the set and heard from First Assistant Director David Halls, who already pleaded no contest to negligent use of a deadly weapon.
Did you speak to Ms. Hutchins when you approached her?
I did.
What did you say?
Are you all right?
Did she respond?
Yes. She said, I can't feel my legs.
Prosecutors want to know how at least six live rounds made it onto the set of the Western movie. Gutierrez-Reed has pleaded not guilty. A jury could make a decision on this case as early as next week. As for Alec Baldwin, his involuntary manslaughter trial is set to start in July. Nora?
Omar Villafranca, thank you. Two passengers force a United Airlines flight to make an emergency landing. And later, two parents waiting on a major arrival. Look at this, tonight's Heart of America.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
A New York man was hit with a maximum sentence of 25 years to life in prison today for shooting and killing a young woman who was inside a car that mistakenly pulled into his driveway. 20-year-old passenger Kaylin Gillis was killed last April when she and her friends were looking for another friend's house. The shooter claimed he thought his home was under siege. A United Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing today because of two disruptive passengers. The plane with 160 people on board was heading from London to Newark, New Jersey, when it landed in Maine. Officials say the two passengers appeared to be intoxicated. The FBI says one was arrested. Both passengers are banned from flying United, while the incident is under investigation. On the Road is next with a college basketball coach whose message of hope is leading to wins on and off the court. Tonight, CBS's Steve Hartman goes on the road with a college basketball coach who gave a big assist to a young cancer patient.
You can't hear him over the crowd, and that may be a good thing. As Auburn University coach Bruce Pearl sneers and snarls his way through yet another basketball game.
You see him on the court being tough and stuff to all the players, but there's a whole totally different side of Bruce outside of basketball, which is a nice, loving, and caring person.
Auburn freshman Sam Cunningham's unique perspective comes from his greatest struggle. When he was 12, Sam was diagnosed with leukemia, and not long after, someone asked Coach Pearl to record a video for him.
You're going to beat this, son. Cancer? Pick the wrong hombre. Pick the wrong dude to mess with, okay?
It was just real funny to me. Cancer picked the wrong hombre. It picked the wrong dude to mess with. That quote is what I kept with me when I got in my darkest days in the hospital and stuff.
Through all his complications.
You're going to beat this, son.
Through his relapse.
Pick the wrong hombre.
Through the days that felt like they would be his last.
Pick the wrong dude to mess with.
Sam kept watching that video over and over.
Okay?
Eventually, Coach Pearl delivered the same lines in person.
Pick the wrong dude.
And they became friends. And then one day, Bruce gave him another, even more inspiring message.
Tell you what, you're going to get better. You're going to come to Auburn, and you're going to be my assistant. And he takes me at my word.
He believed it.
He did. And he is.
Today, he is the team manager and so happy to be here. In fact, Sam says Coach Pearl's encouragement may have saved his life.
That truly healed me. I didn't think I would really get to this point from all the complications I had. So that was pretty amazing. I'm just a miracle to be here right now.
This month, college coaches across the country will be praying for a national championship. But here at Auburn, this coach will be asking for something far more consequential.
In my prayers, it's, God, don't let this thing relapse. Take me. Let Sam live.
Basketball seasons come and go, but great coaching lasts forever. Steve Hartman, on the road in Auburn, Alabama.
It's a good reminder about the power of your words, hope and optimism. Heart of America is next with some exciting news for two bald eagles who've become internet celebrities.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Finally, tonight's Heart of America, meet Jackie and Shadow, two of California's majestic bald eagles and expectant parents to three baby chicks. The devoted mom and dad have been taking turns keeping their eggs warm for roughly 35 days during this harsh winter of snow and even tropical storm force winds. Mom spent 62 hours straight sitting on the eggs, and the world is watching. Tens of thousands are tuning into a nest cam set up by the nonprofit Friends of Big Bear Valley. Sandy Steers is executive director of the organization and gives all the credit to the two lovebirds.
Because Jackie and Shadow are very entertaining, and how they're also very affectionate with each other, and I just love that they're the models for how to do it right.
Well, their eggs are expected to begin hatching this weekend. Jackie and Shadow, tonight's Heart of America. Absolutely beautiful. And that's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night, and have a great weekend.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I've been a reporter for more than three decades, and along the way, I've been talking to myself in notebooks I've carried in my back pocket. They've captured thoughts about life, parenthood, death, friendship, and more. I'm John Dickerson, and I'd like you to join me in figuring out what these 30 years of notebooks mean in my new podcast, Navel Gazing. Each episode, we dig through the piles of notebooks that I've been collecting, and from their entries, try to sort out what makes a life. This collection of audio essays is available wherever you get your podcasts.